Today's daf in Brachos is Nun Hey. We are in the bottom of Nun Dalet Amud Beis, and we're beginning with the words Amar of Yehuda. So the ninth final parak of the Masechta. We opened up the ninth parak yesterday, discussing Bircha Shevach when seeing wonders of nature. Either you see the wonders of nature, or you see nature in action. So, and it is of a superlative quality. So the Chachamim instituted brachos to be said over these events. Also, not just nature, but also historical events, Nisim, miracles that occurred to the Jewish people, or even, as we learned yesterday's Gemara, individual miracles that happened to you. So you recount these events, and you go to the place where they occurred historically. So the Chachamim instituted to make brachos. That is what we learned in the Mishnah yesterday, in addition to a number of other points as well. We went through yesterday all the historical places that are mentioned in the Braisa, nine places in total that were mentioned, and we went through all of them yesterday. We continue in the Gemara today. We're going to go a little bit off topic, and today's daf is going to be starting the dreams. Dreams are going to be a big part of the ninth parak of the Masechta. We start dreams today, and we continue tomorrow and the day after that as well. Three dapim of this parak dedicated to the topic of dreams. That is coming up a little bit later on this morning. We begin. Three lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Yehuda. Shoshet dvarim amarch behem arichin yamav ushnosov shel adam. So Rav Yehuda says that for three things that if you extend them, so your life is going to be extended. Your days are going to be extended. Hamarch betfilaso, amarch ha-shulchano, v'amarch bebeisa kisei. So if you extend your davening, your tefillah gets longer. You extend your meal time. We're going to explain that better in just a moment. And you extend your bathroom visits. So for these three things, those are all going to be effective and positive. And the Gemara says, then you're going to get extended life. The Gemara is going to source all three of them. We're going to see the source for all three. Let's just quickly run through the Rashi's. The Marach B'Tfila, so that kind of is self-evident, meaning obviously the more that you're in communication with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, so the more effective that's going to be. What about Shulchan? What about tables? So Rashi writes over here, Shemitoch kach aniyam b'ayim umisparnasim. So Rashi says that what happens is that you're sitting down in your meal and your meal extends. So what's going to happen is going to give more opportunity for poor people to come visit you while you're having a meal. They're going to join you in the meal. And so therefore, that is why you're going to get an extended life. It's for the mitzvah of tzedakah. That's the way Rashi understands it. Obviously, they were living back in a day where people would come in and people would sit down with you at your table, right? Our society doesn't exactly operate that way. Tzedakah doesn't exactly operate that way nowadays. But that's the idea, however, is obviously something we have to walk away with. Marach Bebeis HaKisei, so Rashi just simply says it's a refuah, meaning that it has medicinal values to it. Okay, and the Gemara now is going to explore all three of these in more detail. So we are in the very bottom of Nundalad Amud Beis, Vahamarach b'tfilas mal yusehi. So extending your davening is really good. Vahamar Rabbi Chia bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan. As we are now in the top of Nunheim at Aleph, kol amarach b'tfilaso ma'ayin ba. So if by day cave lave. So if a person is marchin tfilah and he's ma'ayin ba. Now that's an expression that we already had earlier in the Masechta. So what exactly that means, we're going to see right now. But over here, obviously, the statement of Rav Yochanan does not view it as a positive attribute. If you're marching tefillah ma'ayin ba sof ba le'day kev lev, it's going to lead to heartache. Shenamar, and he has a pasuk that cites that supports this as well. The pasuk says tocheles memushcha machla lev, that if you are hoping and it's extended hope, so it's going to lead to heartache. So davening and davening for a very long time is only going to lead to heartache. And the Gemara just simply piling on this question. And the Gemara quotes from Rav Yitzchak that there are three things that remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the sins that we do. And that is Kirna Tua. You're walking under a wall that already is tilted. And now it's going to fall, or there's a stronger likelihood that it's going to fall. And now you need zechuyos. Now you need merits in order so that you don't get hurt. Iyun tefila, also iyun tefila, very bad thing. And again, we have to explain what that means. Umosar din al chaver l'shamayim. And the Gemara says, and the third thing is that you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you report others to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Do me a favor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that person did something really bad. Could you please take care of him? Now you say that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, well, let me see first who's asking. And let's see how that person's asking, how he's doing. So you're basically opening up your accounting books, your books to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for an audit, and that can't be good. So anyway, but of the three things that are bad, so number two was Iyun Tefillah. So again, the Gemara is just now piling on. So you see that Iyun Tefillah is not good. So how can we start off the morning quoting Rav Yehuda saying that Iyun Tefillah is a good thing? And it's Marech Yamav and extends your day, when meanwhile it's clear that Iyun Tefillah is not a good thing. So the Gemara gives the answer. It's intuitive, but the Gemara says it very clearly. Alokasha had the Ma'ayim Ba, had the Lo Ma'ayim Ba. So the Gemara says there's Marech B'Tefillah, which is good, and there's Iyun Tefillah, which is not good. Ve'echi Avad Demafish Barachma, Demafish Barachameh. And the Gemara says is that Iyun Tefillah, the one that's not good, is the one where basically you're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you're expecting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to answer you in the positive. So when you're davening and your davening is both extended and an expectation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to answer exactly what you want, so that's not good, and that's going to lead to heartache, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to answer exactly what you want to answer. He's Shomea Tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu certainly listens to the Tefillah, but that doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to answer the way you want it answered. So that's the kind of Iyun Tefillah that the Gemara says is no good and it's going to lead to heartache. Marich B'Tefillah, that just simply means that you're now communing with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you are dialoguing with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, but you're not expecting that the answer is going to be necessarily yes. That, the Gemara says, is Marech Yama Vishnosav. The Gemara continues, V'amarech HaShulchan Adoma Asi Aniye V'yayiv Lei. And the Gemara says, I know we saw it in Rashi, but the Gemara now says that when you're marach in your shulchan, so that means that your mealtime is extended, and that means that a poor person now has the opportunity to knock on your door, walk into your house, and join you at your table. Dichsiv, the pasuk says, HaMizbeach, Eitz Shalosh Amos Gavoa. Psukim in Yecheskel describing the Mizbeach, and then Uksiv, and the next pasuk in Sefer Yecheskel, Vayedaber Elai, Zeh HaShulchan Asher Lifnei Hashem. So pasuk Mizbeach v'siim b'shulchan. Now over here, what's the connection between Mizbeach and Shulchan? Rav Yochum v'Rav Elazar, Darmi Tarvayu Kol Zman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim Mizbeach Mechaper Al Yisrael. When the Beis HaMikdash is around, so then the Beis HaMikdash is providing the kapara. But now, Shulchan Shal Adam, meaning stands the Beis HaMikdash, and without a Mizbeach, so what do we have to provide for us a kapara? And that's going to be our Shulchan, our table in which we are not because we're eating at our table, but because we're using our table to facilitate and provide tzedakah for aniyim. So that is what is providing us our kapara. And finally, Hamarach Bebeis HaKiseh, and the third thing that's extending life is extended bathroom hours. So Mal Yusehiva, Tanya, the Gemara says, now I'm not sure that's right because the Sar Dvarim Mivim Es Adam Lidei Tachtonios. So the Gemara here quotes a Braisa that teaches us that there are 10 things that are leading factors to, we'll call it hemorrhoids. In other words, GI issues. So we can leave it vague like that, but it's obviously not good. So ha'ochel aleikinim aleikafanim. So eating various leaves, aleikanim leaves of reeds. I guess they're soft. They're somewhat edible, but anyway, it's not good. Aleikafanim, also grape leaves. I know they're really popular. So, but anyway, not really popular, but people eat them. But anyway, a Bryce doesn't like it. Lulave gefanim, also the shoots of vines, obviously the soft shoots that are edible. Morige behema. Morige behema, Rashi over here describes it as basically being the harder meats. You see the Rashi, it is the fourth wide line, it's the fourth line from the top. Rashi, morige behema, kolbasa shebe behema she'inu chalak. Any part of the animal that's not smooth, eladoma le morag. Morag, by the way, is a tool, it's an instrument that has jagged edges, and charucheinu chalak. It means that it's not smooth. And Rashi's examples over here, hachayach halashon, hakeres apnimi, ubesakosos. So Rashi's last examples are basically stomachs of the animal. The keres apnimi, the besakosos, those are some of the stomachs of the animal. We discussed that back in Chulin. Also the lashon, the tongue. So Rashi describes it as being not a soft, smooth piece of meat, and so therefore it's not good in terms of your GI tract. That's interesting. Avram, by the way, when the Malachim came, so that's what he served them. Right? That was Chashuv. Okay, fine. Yeah, they were Malachim. They don't have to worry about their GI tract. Okay, anyway. So the interesting examples of Rashi. Shedra Shodak, back to the Gemara, back to the Braisa. We're going over the 10 things that are going to be bad, problematic for your GI tract. Shedra Shodak, eating the spine of the fish, vidag melech she'en mavusha called tzarchal, salt the fish that's not fully cooked, hashosa shamayayin, drinking the sediments of wine, hamekanech besid, wiping yourself but using some sort of plaster or limestone in order to wipe yourself, Uvecharasis, same thing with shards. Using a stone, by the way, back in the day, they would wipe themselves with stones. That's the that was the hygienic method of wiping yourself. So the stone is not the problem. The problem is using a stone that was used by somebody else. Okay. Now, here's the part of the list that we wanted. Now, actually, it's not part of the original 10. It's an addendum. But there are those who say, if you spend too much time in the bathroom, that's going to be problematic towards your GI tract. So we have a stira. Now, it's not a full-blown stira because it's not one of the 10. It's just an addendum. But still, assuming the addendum, so that means that you're not supposed to be doing this and it's bad for you. And meanwhile, Rav Yehuda started off our morning by saying it's one of the three things that are marich yamav. So the Gemara says, lokasha hadamarich vitali hadamarich velotali. So the Gemara says it depends if you're sitting and straining or you're sitting and not straining. Sitting and not straining, that's fine. That's good. It's recommended. But sitting and straining, that's not good. Not recommended. And the Gemara over here gives us a window into a conversation between a woman. Machanusa is just generally speaking describing an important woman, an Isha Chashuva. And she's talking to Rav Yehuda Bar Ilai, Panecha Domil Megale Chazirim Lamalve Beribis. So she makes a comment about his appearance. She says, you look great. Okay, right, she says that you're raising pigs, you're lending with interest, meaning the way Rashi describes it, you're doing jobs that don't require a lot of work, and right, I guess in English we have an expression, high off the hog, okay? You're engaged in occupations that don't require a lot of work, and you don't look like you've been involved in any backbreaking work, and how come it is you look so good? So Amalah, Hamnusa Lididi, Tarvaya Sirin. So he says, you know, I'm not allowed to engage in both activities. I'm not allowed to raise pigs, and I'm not allowed to lend with interest. So these are activities that I'm banned, I'm barred from doing. That's not it. So what's my secret? So he tells her secret, and more important to us, we get to hear it. So Ella Esrin Va'arba Besakisa Ika Mishpazai LeBei Midrasha. So he says, so from the place that I'm lodging at until the base measure, there are 24 bathrooms. Dechiazina Bedikna Nafshei Bekulo, and I make a stop in each one. And that's the secret to my success. Okay. Yeah. I imagine that's a little bit time consuming, but okay. You get the health benefit. Okay. Continuing in the Gemara. So Amar of Yehuda. Well, we start off our morning with a list of Rav Yehuda giving us three things that are marich, that extend the life of an individual. And that is marich, just to review, it's marich b'tfila, marich on shulchan, and marich b'beis hakiseh. So that extends life. On the counter, so now we're going to go over the three things that do not extend life. And the Gemara goes on. I'm Rav Yehuda, shosh dvarim mekatzim yama v'shnas osha adam. And mishnas lo sefer Torah likros v'eino kore. So let's say someone calls you up for an aliyah. Now, remember, excuse me. Back in the day, if you got called up for the aliyah, that means you're reading from the Torah. Okay, so and nowadays, right, for the masses, who even for the people who know how to read from the Torah, right? If you're not prepared to read from the Torah and they call you up to read from the Torah, so you should decline, right? You should not read from the Torah if you're not prepared. But over here, we're talking about somebody who was prepared to read from the Torah, and he declines the offer. No, thank you. Right, I don't like the attention. Whatever excuses you make up, the Gemara says that's not good, and the Gemara says that's mekatzer. That's going to shorten your life. And kosher bracha lavarich. Someone gives you the kosher bracha to make the bracha, veinam avarich. And once again, you decline the kosher bracha. No, I don't want to leave the benching. No, thank you. That's not something you should decline. And amanig atzma b'rabanos. And somebody who is authoritative and basically a bossy individual who is in a position of authority and exercises that authority a little too much. So Sefer Torah likros v'eino kore dechsev, the pasuk says ki yamech varech yamecha. So you see very clearly that the Torah is orech yamecha. So if you are given an opportunity to read from the Sefer Torah and you can and you decline, so okay, that's a slap in the face to orech yamecha. Kosher brach levarech v'eino mavarech dechsev v'varechacha mevarechacha. So so you have an opportunity to give a bracha to others, meaning as Rashi over here explains, when you are given the opportunity to bench, you have the opportunity now to give a bracha to the Baal Bais. We learned back in the seventh parak, one of the objectives of leading in the Zimun is that it shouldn't be the owner, it should be a guest, so that the guest can give a bracha to the Baal HaBayis. And so over here, you had an opportunity to give a bracha to the Baal HaBayis, and you decline giving a bracha, so that means that you're not going to get a bracha, And again, it negates the Orech Yomim. And finally, Amana Gatzma Barabanus Amar Rebbechanan Barbechanin Meib Neima Meis Yosef Kodim Lachav. So the Gemara over here is going to be making a pretty serious comment regarding Yosef Hatzadik, and that is, he died before his brothers. He died early. Well, how do I know that? How do we know that he died before his brothers? So the pasuk says that Yosef died and then all his brothers. Rashi quotes the pasuk. Vayamas Yosef v'chol achav. Okay. The could just simply mean that they died in the same era, but the Gemara understands it. Gemara clearly understands it as meaning Yosef died first. We also know Yosef died, if I'm not mistaken, you can correct me if I'm wrong, 110 years of age, right? As when he died, that clearly is much less. We don't know about the other Shvatim in terms of when they died.
He also made his brother promise that he was going to be buried.
Right. You're right. Okay. Right. There is evidence. And the Gemara over here clearly understands this way. There is evidence that Yosef died before the brothers. So, and the Gemara says it's because he was in a position of authority. And the Gemara says it. In other words, I feel uncomfortable saying it, but the Gemara says it, is that he exercises authority a little too much. And so as a result of that, so he died earlier. I know, that's why I'm uncomfortable saying it, but the Gemara says it. Yeah. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Shoshet Tzrichim Rachamim. Okay, so we're in today's theme so far is list of three. So we have a list of three of those things that are Marich Yamav, list of three things that are Mekatzer Yamav, and now Amar Rav Yehuda, this is going to be now round three of this discussion. So Shoshet Tzrichim Rachamim. So there are three things that need constant petitioning of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu grant us. In other words, it's Rachmanus. So, Melech Tov, we need a good king. And we need to constantly be davening for a good king. And Shana Tov in a good year. And Chalom Tov in a good dream. And by the way, this is it. Meaning, it's this one little line of the Gemara over here that's going to open up pages and pages of the Gemara regarding the topic of dreams. But we'll get there. So, Melech Tov, Dichtiv, Pagei Mayim, Lev Melech Biyad Hashem. So, as far as the king is concerned, Lev Melech Biyad Hashem. So the heart of the king is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The king is operating as a puppet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so, now that we understand how this operates, so we have to basically ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please provide for us a good king. Shana Tova, the Pasuk says, a good year, Dechsiv, Tamid Einei Hashem Lekecha Ba, Mereishis HaShana Ve'ad Acharish Shana. So the year is, again, going to be contingent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we need to beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu, beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us a good year. Obviously, Rosh Hashanah is the most prudent time to do so, but even during the year as well. Chalom Tov, Dichsev, the Pasuk says, Vatechameni, and we have in the word Vitechayeni, right on the side it's corrected, Vihichiani. Okay, however, the correct Nusach of the Pasuk is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is providing a good dream, and that is directly from Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we need to ask Rachamim from Kadosh Baruch Hu that we be shown good dreams, not bad dreams, which again is going to be a big topic of today and tomorrow. And I think even the day after that. Three things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu handles himself. Now, what does that mean? Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu handles himself. Meaning, but there is more of a direct connection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the way it's manifest in this world. So you have to say something along those lines.
Correct.
This is a hachraz, it's an announcement, it's a proclamation that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Ve'elu hein ra'av v'sovav parnas. So, in terms of famine, satiation, and parnas and leadership. So, parnas tov, and a good leader. So, Rav Dichsiv Kikarashem L'Ra'av, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu called out to the famine. Meaning, so in terms of a famine, that's coming directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sova Dichsiv, V'Karasi Yala Dagan V'Yerbesi Oso. And so, once again, you see in the Pasuk this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is proclaiming Sova years of plenty. And Parnas Tov Dichsiv, Hashem, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor, Rei Karasi B'Shem B'Tzalel. So I'm calling out a new leader, I'm calling out B'Tzalel. So Parnas Tov is coming directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm Rav Yitzchak Ein Ma'amid and Parnas Al HaTzibor, Elim Kein Nimlachim B'Tzibor. Now, in terms of appointing a leader, so basically, put out feelers, right? Feel how the people feel about such a leadership. Now, obviously, the Gemara is not holding by democracy. In other words, the democratic way of electing a leader, that's a modern phenomena. That's, you know, historically, it's a modern phenomena. But the Gemara is basically saying that anytime you're installing, you're appointing a leader, just make sure, like, you know, kind of like test it out, in the public. Just make sure that, you know, people are going to be generally okay with the idea. Shenem Aru Kara Hashem B'Shem B'Tzalel. And now the Gemara gives us a little bit behind the scenes of the appointment of Bezalel. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe, Moshe, Hagona Lecha Bezalel. So Hashem says to Moshe, how do you feel about Bezalel? Meaning, I want to give him a leadership position. You okay with that? So Amar Lo Ribono Shel Olam, Im Lefanecha Hagona Lefanei Lo Kol Shekein. So he says, well, if it's good for you, so Lefanei Lo Kol Shekein, so for sure it's going to be good for me. So Amar Lo Af Api Kein Lecha Mor Lahem, Halach Ve'Amor Lahem Lisrael, Hagona Lechem Bezalel. So, okay, good. And now put out feelers, meaning see what the Jewish people feel about it. So Amru Lo, and he asked the Jewish people, Hagona Lechem Bezalel, meaning I'm feeling that we're going to install Bezalel as one of the leaders. So are you okay with that? So Amru Lo, Im Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ulefanecha Hu Hagon, Lefanei Lo Kol Shekein. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with it and you're happy with it, we're for sure happy with it. So again, so it's a dance. What are we doing this dance for? So again, the idea is that still, even though, right, these are executive decisions that are going to be made by the executives, but nevertheless, they should feel out how the people are going to feel about such a installment. I'm Rabbi Shimon Bar Nachmani, I'm Rabbi Yonasan Bezalel, Al Shem Chachmaso Nikra. More on Bezalel, right? We're going to be another like 10 more lines on Bezalel. So Bezalel, Al Shem Chachmaso. So he was referred to as Bezalel because of the Chachma. The Gemara is going to explain. B'shar Shamar Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe Aleichem Mor Lo LeBezalel Aseh LeMishkan Aron VeKelim. So the instructions that were given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe is first make a Mishkan, then make the Aron, then make the Kelim. Now Halach Moshe VeHafach. Now when Moshe goes to Bezalel, says, here's what we're going to do. And he starts giving the plans now for the Binyan HaMishkan. But he flips it. V'Amar Lo Aseh Aron. Meaning, okay, now we could say this week's parsha. So the first thing that was offered up for instruction was to make the Aron, the Kelim, Umishkan, and then afterwards the Mishkan. And so Moshe flipped the order around. Now, why did Moshe flip the order around? The Gemara doesn't say. And certainly, I know it begs an explanation, but he did. So Amar Lo Moshe Rabbeinu Manhigo Shel Olam Adam Boneh. Sorry, Minhago Shel Olam Adam Boneh Bais Ve'Avachar Kach Machne Sochel Kelim. Va'ata Omer Asei Li Aron VeKelim Mishkan. So, Kelim Shani Osa Leichen Achnisam. Shemakacham Alo Hakadosh Baruch Hu Asei Mishkan Aron VeKelim. So Bezalel says this doesn't make any sense. Right? I'm going to first make the furniture and then I'm going to build the house. That's not how it works. You build the house and then you make the furniture. So maybe Hakadosh Baruch Hu told you first to make the Mishkan and then Aron VeKelim. Amelo Shema Bezalel Kel Ha'isa V'Yadata. So Moshe now on the play on his name says, oh, you are Bezalel Kel. You're in the shadow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, oh, you're really in touch with what he said. That's exactly what he said. Okay, you could suggest, it's just a suggestion, that Moshe was testing Bezalel. Unclear. Okay, but anyway. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Yodea Haya Bezalel Tzarif Osteo Shenivru Bahem Shamayim Va'aretz. So Bezalel not only had Chachma, but a deep level of Chachma. He knew how to combine letters in order to create. Okay, I know this sounds extraordinarily esoteric. Look at Rashi. Osir shenivru b'hem shamayim v'aretz, ayidei tzirufan, uv'sefer yitzira tani lehu. So Rashi over here refers to Sefer Yitzira, the work that obviously predates Rashi. So Sefer Yitzira is a Kabbalistic work in which basically there is the Kabbalistic ideas of how to take letters, combine them in order to create. Okay, so it's the, right, it's almost like the DNA of creation, so to say. So fine. So, Ksiv Hachavi Amalayasa Ruch Elokim Bechachma Vesmuna Uvidas Ksiv Hasam Hashem Bechachma Yasad Aretz Konein Shemayim Betvuna. So you see that the Chachma that was imbued into Bezalel is a similar type Chachma that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in terms of the formation of the world. Uksiv Bedato Tamos Nivku'u. Okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Shemayim V'aretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Tahom, the depths. I'm Rav Yochanan, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nosein Chachma Ela Mishyesh Bo Chachma. Now, who does HaKadosh Baruch Hu give Chachma to? Only to someone who has Chachma. Now, again, this is an idea that we expressed earlier in the Masechta, this idea of compound learning, meaning that you can only gain Chachma if you have Chachma. Now, I know it's circular, but the Gemara spoke to this idea before. Shenemar Yehev Chachmaso Lechachmim Umenada Liyei Dabina. The Pasuk in Daniel says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Chachma to Chachamim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Das to those people who have Das. So this idea that it's that knowledge becomes like this circular activity where you can only compound one knowledge on top of another knowledge. But if you don't have Chachma, you're not going to get Chachma. I know, where does the original Chachma come from? I understand. It's a deep concept. I'm not sure if I can fully articulate it, but that's the basic idea. Shamar of Techlifa bar Marav of Amar Kamid Rabbi Abahu Amar Lo Asa Mehasa Masti Salam. Now Rav Techlifa hears this and he says in front of Rabbi Abahu, and Rabbi Abahu says, "Very nice. I like the concept. I just learned it from a different pasuk." Anan Mehacha Masti Salam. We learn from the following. Dechsiv Uvelev Ko Chacham Leiv Nasati Chachma. Okay. Another pasuk that speaks to the same idea. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives chachma to who? To somebody who already has chachma. Okay. Amar Rav Chista. Okay, and here we go. You can mark up the section of the Gemara, which I did. This is now going to be the Gemara's official opening of discussion of dreams. Okay, dreams is obviously a really fascinating topic, and the Gemara is going to be exploring it for a while. For the rest of today's daf, for tomorrow's daf. It's going to go into Nun Zayin as well. The Gemara is going to have a lot to say regarding dreams, and I'm not sure if by the end of it everyone's going to be fully satisfied, because the Gemara is going to say a lot of conflicting reports regarding a dream, regarding it is valuable, it's not valuable, depends. The Gemara is going to speak to very specific dreams. What does it mean? What does it relate to? So I understand it's a window to the beyond, and even in modern days, people are trying to understand what exactly is dreams, and from a biological standpoint, from a psychological standpoint. But the Gemara speaks to this idea. Obviously, we're going to go back to the Psukim in Bereishis, where dreams become a big theme at the end of Sefer Bereishis, right? Yosef at the forefront, but it's not just Yosef. It's Yosef. It's Paro, right? Even Yaakov, by the way, has a couple of dreams as well. So this idea expresses itself in Chumash. And then after Sefer Bereishis, the next four Chumashim, not a word about dreams. I don't know Tanakh well enough, but I think Sefer Daniel is like the next time it comes up, like again prominently. I think so. Okay, I could be wrong, but anyway, let's see the Gemara inside. Amr of Chista. What? He has dreams. Shaul has dreams. He conjures up the dead. Nebuchadnezzar had dreams, right? That's by the Sefer Daniel. Yeah, okay, fine. Okay, could be. I don't know. I'm Rav Chista. Okay, now we're going to start off here with the dream discussion in the Gemara with, I counted it, five successive statements by Rav Chista. So in terms of our dream expert, in terms of the Amoraic world, so I'm going to right now, I'll crown Rav Chista as being the expert on dreams. I'm Rav Chista, Kol Chalom Velo Tavas. Statement number one. So you can dream anything you want, that's Kol Chalom Velo Tavas, but don't dream about fasting, right? That's not good. That's the way Rashi understands the Gemara. Kol chalamos, I'm reading Rashi. Kol chalamos yira adam. So, person should have every dream. V'lo yira echad me'osam shu shari betanis. She'eno tov. But to dream about yourself fasting, that's not good. Okay, that's statement number one. Next. I'm Rav Chista. Chama de la misha ki igrosa de la mikre. So, let's say you have a dream, but it goes uninterpreted. And the Gemara's understanding, which we all intuitively know, is that the dreams are really just but a message, a coded message. And it needs decoding. So Rav Chista says in statement number two is that if you have a dream but it goes undecoded, so that's fine. Meaning, so it's like a letter that's not read, and therefore it doesn't have any value to it. Statement number three: I'm Rav Chista. Lo chama tava mekayim kulei, velo chama bishu mekayim kulei. No dream is going to be is going to be fulfilled in total. So a good dream, so parts of it are going to be fulfilled, but not all of it. A bad dream, same thing. Parts are going to be fulfilled, and not all of it. Statement number four. Amr v'chisa chama bisha adif mechametava. Bad dream is better than a good dream. Obviously counterintuitive. Rashi writes over here, why should that be? Rashi writes adif mechametava, shemevis adam leidei tshuva. Because when you get a bad dream, so you're now going to be uncomfortable. And being uncomfortable is good. Because you're going to then want to do tshuva, and that's a good thing. You have a good dream, so you get a little too comfortable. And getting a little too comfortable, so some comfort's good. Too much comfort, not good. I'm Rav Chista. Statement number five. Chama Bisha, Itzvu Se Mistaye. So if you have a bad dream and you worry about it, so the anxiety you have over that bad dream, that's going to be the cure to the bad dream. Meaning the distress that you have is going to be negating the whatever effects are coming from that bad dream. Chama Tava Chedva Mistaye. Now when it comes to a good dream, so the joy that you have, the happiness that you have, that is going to be the benefit of the good dream. I'm Rav Yosef Chametave, afilu didi b'dechusa mefach chalei. So Rav Yosef says that when I have chametuva, when I have a good dream, now remember that Rav Yosef was blind. And the so for me, b'dechusa mefachte. So it just by me having the joy of that good dream, so that will negate whatever whatever goodness, so to say, should be coming from the dream. Having a bad dream, it's worse than getting malchus. Okay, obviously the point of getting malchus is to correct yourself and to improve. And, you know, it's a punishment, but that's the basic idea. And so the same thing, well, actually, it's not the same thing. So Rav Chisda says, by the way, you can tag this as number six, right? In fact, I'm going to do that right now. Six comments of Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda says that a chamabisha, that a bad dream, is actually more... it's harsher, meaning it's going to speak to you more than even the lashes. Shenemar v'lokim asashi ru milafanav. Kadosh Baruch Hu provide you that dream so that you'll have yiras, so that you'll have fear of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rabba Bar Bachan, Amar Rav Yochanan Zechal Amra. So that's a reference to a bad dream. Hanavi asher asher ito chalom yisaper chalom. V'asher divrei asher divrei ito yidaber divrei emes. So malat heaven es abar num Hashem. The Gemara quotes the entire pasuk from Sefer Yirmiyahu, and the Gemara's point now is as follows: V'chima inyan bar v'teven etzel chalom. The pasuk in Yirmiyahu seems to be a bit of a non sequitur. We're talking about straw, and we're putting that right next to the dream. So Allah Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Kishem Sheiyev Shel Bar Belo Teven. Now, whenever you have grain, so there's always going to be a straw associated with it. Now, obviously, you're going to remove the straw before you eat the grain, but every piece of grain has got teven; it's got straw. So kach yefshal lechalom below dvarim b'telim. Every dream is going to have a little bit of nonsense in it. Things that are, you know, you got to take away. In other words, they're not to be taken seriously. Amar Rav Brecha chalom afapisha miksasa miskayim kulo ainu miskayim. So and Rav Brecha repeats what seemingly is the same statement that we had with Rav Chisda. So some of the dream is going to come into fruition, but not all of it. Menalam Yosef, we know from Yosef dechsivi ne'ah shemesh vayareach. Yosef, when reporting his dream to his brothers and his father, he says there is the Shemesh and there's the Yareach. Shemesh obviously making a reference to Yaakov. Yareach making a reference to his mother. His mother at that point in time was no longer alive. So Vaishaita Ime Lohava, his mother wasn't there. That's the Teven, that's the quote unquote the nonsensical portion of his dream, as there is no mother there. Now, you could have easily just simply said, okay, his mother's not physically there, but still there's a representation for the mother. But the Gemara understands that that's part of the teven of a dream. Amar Rav Levi la'olam yitzba adam l'chalom tov ad chaf beishana. Now, you have a good dream, and you're wondering, when is it going to come true? So you can wait 22 years, and that would be fine. Just be a little bit patient. 22 years is being a little bit more than patient. So minalam Yosef, we know from Yosef, Chsev Ela told us Yaakov Yosef and Shva Asrei Shana. So we know that Yosef had his dream when he was 17 years of age. Uksiva Yosef ben Shloshim Shana b'amdo lefnei paro. Now, to that 17, we're going to add 13 years. From 17 to 30, when he gets his appointment to become the viceroy. Now, min shavsrei atasin kama havetlasrei. So the Gemara does the math for us, it's 13 years. Now, v'shev deshiva v'tarte dekanfa. Now, we're going to add 9 more years. 7 years of plenty and 2 years of famine. The brothers only came down 2 years into the famine. So that's another 9 years. 13 plus 9, that's 22. Hachav beis. So 22 years before the brothers come bowing down to him, which is what the dream was. So he had the dream, and it took 22 years in order for it to come into fruition. The Ramban and Chumash, right? Yosef goes through a lot of maneuvering and interesting decision making, and why did he do all that? So the Ramban and Chumash writes, and our Gemara really speaks to this idea, is that it was a kiyum hachalom, meaning that he had a dream, he understood it to be a form of nevuah, and so therefore he orchestrated so that you get to the point where the dream is going to be fulfilled. That's the Ramban and Chumash, and our Gemara certainly seems to be speaking to the same idea. Amar Rav Huna la'adam tov ein marim lo chalom tov. Ula adam ra ein marim lo chalom ra. Good person is not going to see good dreams. Bad person is not going to see bad dreams. For an explanation, is upcoming. Tanya Mehach, the Gemara quotes the Brisa supporting this. Kol Shnosav Shal David, Lora Chalom Tov. David never saw a good dream. V'chol Shnosav Shal Achitofel. Achitofel, the Gemara always understands to be a one of the bad guys. So the Lora Chalom Ra. So he never saw a bad dream. So fine. So so good people do not see good dreams. So why should that be? So Rashi writes over here really succinctly, third line down. I'm reading the Rashi. Kedele samcho shiyochal olamo. What's going to happen when you see a good dream is that it's going to bring you joy and undeserved joy, and that's going to be ochal. It's going to eat into your olam haba. So obviously it's good to be joyous, but to receive a joy that was undeserved. So that is going to deplete from the olam haba, and that's why a good person is not going to see a good dream. Conversely, now we understand the opposite, meaning a bad person is not going to see a bad dream because a bad dream, as we already learned, so that's going to create distress and anxiety, and that'll take away the avonos, and that's good. And so a bad person is not going to see a bad dream. V'haksiv, and the Gemara says, okay, but we do have other psukim lo suna alecha ra'ah. So the one of the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us from is that we will not encounter ra'ah. And what does that mean? V'amar v'chista, amar v'yirmiya bar'abar sholo yivay lucha, lo chalamos ra'im v'lo hirim ra'im. And in explanation of this pasuk in Tehillim, so Rav Yirmiya explains that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is protecting us from is not to see bad dreams. And v'nega lo yikra ba'olecha, and the question's already been asked, but as long as we quoted the pasuk, we're going to just finish the pasuk and read the rest of the drasha. And the pasuk says that you're not going to have a nega, literally leprosy, in your ohel, in your tent. But the Gemara again understands it. Lefi derech hadrush, shelo yivalucha lo chalamos. Sorry, did I skip? Yeah. Shelo timsei ishtecha safik nida b'sha sha'ata ba min haderech. That means to say that when you come home, your wife is not going to be a safik nida. Why does the Gemara here describe safik nida? Because, in other words, clarity is always fine. Meaning, if one's wife is a nida, fine. She's a nida. If she's not a nida, fine. But the safik nida, so that's a state of safik. That's a state of unclarity. And that's always going to be distressful. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to protect us from that. So, Ella, but again, it's the first point that really we want to focus on, which is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to show us a bad dream, and that's what we're davening for. And meanwhile, we just learned together that a tzaddik is not going to be shown a good dream, which presumably means he's going to be shown a bad dream. So, Ella, iu lo chazile, achrina chazile. So the Gemara says, well, we could say like this, meaning bad dreams are good for tzaddikim, but you're not going to be shown the bad dreams, others are going to be shown the bad dreams about you. Okay. Avichilo chazile, ma yasehu. The Gemara says, wait one second. Everybody needs to dream. And the Gemara here speaks to this idea, and we already saw this idea earlier in the Masechta. V'amar Rav Ziri kol halan shivas yamin below chalam nikrei ra'ah. A person goes 7 days without dreaming, that's bad. Shenamar, the pasuk says, v'saveya yalin bal yipaked ra'ah. So the saveya over here, right, translated literally means somebody who's satiated. But now we're going to darshan. Al tikra saveya l'sheva. It could also be read as sheva. Meaning if you go 7 nights, bal yipaked, without being visited, that's a bad thing. So, Elahachi kamar, dechaza v'lo yada mechaza. So the Gemara says again, so we can explain everything. In terms of going 7 days without a dream, that's right, that's bad. So dream. In other words, having a dream, an uninterpreted dream, so that Kadosh Baruch Hu visited you. And that's a good thing. Now, in terms of the nature of the dream, bad or good, so now we can go back to what we said earlier. So a tzaddik is not going to see a good dream, fine. But a tzaddik is also not going to be shown a bad dream as well. That's the pasuk in Tehillim. What is he going to be shown? A dream. Neutral. Right? Not bad, not good. But he's going to be receiving a dream just to know that he's still connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is visiting him at night. I'm Rav Huna Barami, I'm Rav Padas, I'm Rav Yochanan, I'm Rav Chalam, and Nafsho Aguma, Yelech V'Yifterner B'Fnei Shlosha. So the Gemara now quotes, let's say you have a really bad dream, and your soul is so distressed. So what do? You'll have it Yipater. You'll have it interpreted in front of three. So yipatrenu, what do you mean interpreted? Meaning, if it's a bad dream, you already did the interpretation. And furthermore, let's go back to one of the first rules of dreams that Rav Chista taught us, right? I think it was rule number two, which is that if you have a dream and it goes uninterpreted, so it's like a letter that's not read. So interpreting the dream can't help you. Well, unless it's a positive interpretation, which is coming up in tomorrow's daf. So, Ela Ema Yitiven B'Fnei Shlosha. So there's an idea, there's a concept called Hatavas Chalom, making a dream good. And the Gemara now gives us the formula how to do this. Laisi Tlasa V'Leimelu Chama Tava Chazei. So you assemble three people. By the way, some Siddurim have this as Nusach. I mean, the Gemara gives us the instruction of what to do. So collect three people. And say, I had Chama Tava Chazai, So I saw chamatzav, I saw a good dream. Meaning, what you're doing is you're making it good, right? V'lemer lehanach, and then they should say to you, tavahu v'tav lehave. It's good and let it be good. Rachman l'shel tav sheva zimnin. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make it good, and you repeat that 7 times. Ligzur alechem and shemai delehave tava v'yaitava. And repeat that line 7 times, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make it good. V'lemer gimel hafuchos gimel pedus v'shalosh shalomos. And make and in this formula, in this nosach, a total of 9 psukim broken up into 3 categories. 3 psukim that have to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu flipping it around. 3 psukim that have to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeeming. And 3 psukim having to do with shalom. And the Gemara goes through all 3 psukim. Shalosh Hafuchos, 3 psukim that speak to the idea of flipping it around. Hafachta mispadi lamacholi pitachta sakiv v'tazrin simcha. That's 1. 2nd pasuk. Hasus mach besula b'machu v'charim v'zekeinim yachtav hafachti avilam l'sasam. That's 2. And number 3, v'lo ava Hashem alokech l'shmol el bilam v'yahafoch. So 3 psukim all having to do with the theme of HaKadosh Baruch Hu flipping it around. Right, as we enter into the month of Adar. Okay, v'nafochu. Okay, shalosh peduyos. 3 times of redemption. Dichsiv, and the Gemara goes through 3 psukim very quickly. Padaba shalom nafshi mekerav li, that's 1. And number 2, uftuyeh Hashem yishuvon. And number 3, vayomer am el Shaul hayonasan yamus asher asa. Sorry, did I skip? Yes, I did. Vayomer am el Shaul. No, I did good. I'm sorry. Hayonasan yamus asher asa hayishua. Okay, so again. More about Pigeon. And Shal Shlomo Stichsiv, Bare Nifsvasim, Shalom Shalom, Larachel Karova Marshem, Urifa Asiv. Number 2, Veruch Lavsha Esamasi. And number 3, Vamartem, Ko Lechai Vata Shalom, Uveischa Shalom. There's 3 psukim that have to do with Shalom. So that is all the formula of Hatavas Shalom. Okay? And we are now going to finish up the daf with 1 more section. Ameimar Mazusha Ravashi Aviyasri Bahade Adade. So we have 3 Amoraim sitting together. And Amri Kochad Vechad Minan Lema Milsa Deloshmi Alela Chavre. Okay, and now let's share ideas. So I'll say something that the two of you have not heard, or at least I think the two of you have not heard, right? And all 3 of us will do the same thing. So Pasachad Minan Va'amar. And the Gemara does not give credit to who said it, but in other words, it's 1 of the 3 Amoraim. And so here we have 3 ideas in succession. So, and why is the Gemara putting this story over here? As you could probably guess, because 1 of the statements have to do with dreams. So, Ve'amar, Haiman de Chazachama v'lo yada mechaza, Lekim kame kahane be'idna de persi yadai v'lei mahachi. So, let's say you have a dream, and you don't really know what it was. It was really cloudy, and you don't have clarity on it, and maybe the memory of it isn't good. So, during Birchas Kohanim, here's what you should say. Ribono shel olam, ani shelcha v'chalom asi shelach. I'm yours, and my dreams are yours. Chalom chalamti ve'ein yodea mahu. I had a dream, I don't really understand it. Bein shechalamti ani al atzmi, bein shechalamti li chavirai, ubein shechalamti al acherim. Whether I'm dreaming about myself, I'm dreaming about others, others are dreaming about me. Im tovim heim cheskam v'amseim kechalamos toshal Yosef. Now, if they're good, so reinforce them, like Yosef. V'im shnirchim refur, rafim kemei mara, ayidei Moshe Rabbeinu, uchemiryam mitzarasa, ukechizkiyal mechalyo, uchemei yericho ayidei Elisha. And if it requires refuah, so give it a refuah. And the Gemara gives examples of people who had refuahs. Miriam, Chizkiyahu, the Meir Richa, that was by, it wasn't Elisha. It was a general. Naaman, thank you. So it was Naaman the general. Thank you. Ukishem she'afachta klos bilam harash labracha, kein afoch kol chalamasai ala tova. And just like Bilam Rasha's klala was negated and turned into a bracha, so if necessary, turn this into a bracha as well. Now make sure to finish the nusach so that when the tzibur says amen, the amen now is going to go on both Birchas Kohanim and on your tefillah as well. I know the time consideration. I know. Adir b'maram now. Otherwise, what should you say after Birchas Kohanim? So you should say the following. Adir b'maram shechem b'gvar atashlam v'shimcha shalom yiratzom lefanecha shetasim aleinu shalom. Okay, so, and this nusach is in the Siddurim. I'm not sure if it's said, if it's not said, but for us Ashkenazim here outside of Eretz Yisrael, so we don't duchen, so, you know, outside of Yantiv. Okay. And you don't say it. Okay. Number 2. Okay, that was number 1. Number 2. Pasach idach v'amar haimande ayol amasa v'dachel me'ein abisha. Person goes into a city and all of a sudden it gets gripped with the fear of the Ein Hara. So Linko Zichve Diade Dimina Biade Dismal Vizikve Diade Dismal Biade Dimina. So take your right thumb, put it into your left fist, take your left thumb, put it in your right fist. Okay, I know everyone, please try this at home. So Velema Hachi and say the following. You could do it. So Ana Ploni Bar Ploni, Mizari di Yosef Kasina de Loshalta Baina Bisha. So I am a descendant of Yosef Hatzadik. He is not affected by the Ayin Hara. I know it's an idea that we keep repeating throughout Shas. So Shenemer ben Paras Yosef ben Paras Ale Ayin. Al Tikra Ale Ayin Ella Ole Ayin. Yosef Hatzadik is above the Ayin Hara. Rav Yosef bar Chanin Amar Me'achav Yidgul Lerov Bekarav Arutz Madagim Shabiyam Mayim Mechasim Aleim Ve'ein Ayin Hara Shalatas Bahem Avzaro Shal Yosef Ein Ayin Hara Shalatas Bahem. So, and another source of this idea, the fish are below the water, not affected by the Ayin Hara, so shall the Zara of Yosef. Yes. So the idach me'ina bisha delay lechzei atir for the nechira desmale. And the Gemara also gives another method, which is beyond my comprehension, but at least I can translate the words. So what you should be doing is you should be looking at your left nostril in terms of warding off the Ayin Hara. Okay. Number three. Third Amara now making the following third Chiddush. Pasach idach v'amar ha'iman dechalosh, a person who gets sick. So yuma kamalo ligle ki hechido lo lisre mazle. So don't announce it on day one. But what you should do on day one is just keep it to yourself, because the mazel, it's bad for the mazel. Mikan ve'elch ligle. But after that, then announce it to the world. Ki hada rava ki havechalosh yuma kamalo migle. Now, Rava got sick. The Gemara tells the same exact story in Masechta Nedarim. All the Bikur Cholim Gemaras over there in Nedarim. The Gemara over here reviews the story with us. On day one that Rava got sick, he didn't tell anybody. Mikan ve'elech hamele l'shami pok achriz. And then, after that, he told his shamish, go out and tell the world. So Rava Chalash, okay, report it. So manda rachmele lebaile rachme. So people who like me, so they're going to daven for me. Okay, Rava had his supporters, but he also had his detractors. So they're going to be happy for me. And Rava says, and that for me is a good thing. Why? Really, really interesting. So the Gemara here quotes the Pasuk of Mishlei, says, look, when your enemies fall, don't rejoice. And don't have joy in your heart. Because if you do, Kadosh Baruch Hu is now going to take a look at you, and he's going to deal with you. So all my enemies are going to be happy that I'm sick, so Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to deal with them. So it's a no-lose situation after day one. Shmuel ki havechazei chama bisha amar. So Shmuel, when he had a bad dream, so he would say the following, v'chalamos hashav yidaberu. Dreams, hashav yidaberu. It's vain. There's nothing to it. He'd poo-poo it. And then ki havechazei chama tava, but when he had a good dream, amar v'chia chalamos hashav yidaberu. Now he's quoting the same pasuk, just with different inflection. Now he's saying, oh, you think dreams are vain? In other words, no, they mean something. Okay, so again, like I said at the beginning, the Gemara is going to give out a lot of confusing information regarding dreams. And over here, even just in this one line of the Gemara, right, you see the complexity and like, right, a bad dream? Ah, don't worry. Good dream? Oh, that's really good. Okay. V'haksiv v'chalom adaber bo. So, I'm sorry. That's the end of his statement. V'haksiv v'chalom adaber bo. Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks to us in a dream. It's obviously significant. Rava notes the steer between two psukim. B'chalom adaber bo v'ksiv v'chalom asa shavi daberu. Right? The two psukim that just we went through. Where, and one idea is that Kadosh Baruch Hu visits us in a dream. And the other idea is, dreams, it's shav. It's vain. So lokashe kanai de malach kanai de shade. So it depends on who is feeding us the dream. If the dream is fed to us through a malach, that's significant. If it's fed to us through a shade, that's insignificant. Now, how are we supposed to know the difference of how it's fed to us? That's a wonderful question. I'm going to go on in the Gemara. Amar Abizna bar Zavda, Amar Rabbi Kiva, Amar Panda, Amar Nachan, Amar Rabira Mishum Zaken Echad, Uman Rabbana, Esven Varba Poche Chalamas, Ayib Yerushalayim. So in Yerushalayim, so there were 24 dream interpreters. Okay, so popular business in Yerushalayim back in the day. Pamachas Chalamti Chalam Valach Yetzel Kulam. So, and now, one time I had a dream, and I visited all 24. By the way, big theme of today is 24. Okay, 24 bathroom stops, and now 24 stops for dream interpretation. Now, I didn't get any of the same interpretations. No repeats. The kulam is kaimu bi. And now, in terms of which one was right, all 24. Now, l'kayim ha-shenemar kol ha-chalom usolchim achar ha-peh. So all dreams follow the interpretation. That's a big idea. It's a big theme. Tomorrow's daf, we're going to see a lot of this. So atu kol ha-chalom usolchim achar ha-peh. Atu kol ha-chalom usolchim achar ha-peh. Krahu. Is that a pasuk? So in, he says, yeah, it is a pasuk. What do you mean? Yosef is speaking to them, and whatever Yosef said, that's what came true. The Gemara says, great. You could say pshat in a dream, but it has to be somewhat connected to the dream. You can't just simply go totally off script. There has to be a connection between your interpretation and the dream. The Gemara here quotes the following drasha. We know this drasha. Rashi quotes it on Chumash. And mina yada. Now the sarofim, the baker saw, oh, that was a good interpretation. Now it hasn't come true yet. So how did the baker know that was a good interpretation? Because what each of them was shown in jail, together with Yosef, was their dream and the other's interpretation. And so now when Yosef said the interpretation of the cupbearer, of the Sar Mashkim, so the Sar Ofim said, oh my gosh, that interpretation is exactly how I saw it. So good. So that's how we know. I'm Rav Yochanan Hishkim Manafalo Pasuk Lesoch Piv. I raise a Nevuah Katana. You wake up in the morning with a Pasuk on the tip of your tongues. That's Nevuah Katana. I'm Rav Yochanan Gimel Chalamos Miskaimim Chalam Shashachas Chalam Shachalam Alo Chavero V'Chalam Shenifter Beso Chalom. Three Chalamos which are going to be Mitkayim, which are going to be sustained. The dream of the morning, the dream that you had on a friend, and a dream that's interpreted within the dream. Or a dream that's repeated. Paro had a repeated dream. And Yosef said to Paro, I know why it's repeated. Well, actually, by the way, in the pasuk it says because it's coming imminently. What are you going to be dreaming about? Experiences that you had in life. Shenemar ant malka rayonech amishkavech saliku. Daniel says this to Nebuchadnezzar. He says that whatever you're thinking about during the day, that's what you're dreaming about at night. Now, Gemara just can basically mean the content of your dream, meaning obviously doesn't have to negate everything we said this morning, meaning the dream can be part and parcel of Nebuah, but in terms of what the content is going to look like, it's based on your experiences. Okay, another pasuk in Daniel speaking to the same idea. And the Gemara says, and look, in other words, our dreams are going to be built around the experiences we have in this world. No one's going to be dreaming about a golden palm tree. No one's going to be dreaming about an elephant going through the eye of a needle. Meaning these are impossible acts and therefore they're not going to be part and parcel of our dream. The content of our dream is going to be based on the experiences that we have in life. Let's quickly recap our morning. We went through the threes of Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda told us three things that are Marich Yamav, three things that are Mekatzer Yamav, three things that need Rachamim, and three things that Akash Baruch Hu announces on his own. So those are the threes of Rav Yehuda. Actually, the last one, that didn't come from Rav Yehuda. Okay. The Marich, Mekatzer, and things that need Rachamim, those are the threes of Rav Yehuda. We spoke this morning a little bit about B'Tzalom. When you appoint somebody, so you got to feel out the populace and see whether or not this is going to be good or not good. And then we started with the dreams. Okay, I have now logged in six statements of Rav Chisda that gave us basically the ground rules of how to understand dreams. So we started off there, and then as we turned to the Amud Beis, so the Gemara treated us to a lot of discussion regarding how long one should wait in order for the dream to come true. What happens if you have a bad dream? We were introduced to the idea of either davening during Birchas Kohanim. We were introduced to the idea of Hatavas Chalom. Then we saw together three Amoraim getting together, each one bouncing Chidushim off one another. The first one having to do with davening during Birchas Kohanim. Second one having to do with Ayin Hara. And the third one having to do with a person getting sick, and when should he make that information public to the masses? And the story with Rava, and then we conclude the daf today with a little more discussion regarding some more details regarding dreams. Okay.